Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Sarah and Thomas. This is Red Barn Radio.
Do you need another mule skinner on your new mud line? Yodelay, yodelay. But I like to work, I'm rolling all the time. I can pop my initials on a mule's behind. Yodelay, yodelay. Well, hey, little water boy, bring that water round. If you don't like your job, set the water bucket down. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Working on the good road, a dollar and a half a day. My good gal's waiting on a Saturday night just to draw my pay. Yodelay, yodelay. Well, I'm going to town, honey. What do you want me to bring you back? Bring a pint of booze and a John B. Stetson hat. Yodelay, yodelay. I smell your bread burning, won't you turn your damper down? If you ain't got a damper, good gal, turn your bread around. Yodelay,
down a boring green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met in the county down. Onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me, and he says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's a star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met in the county down. Harvest fair, she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile with my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow is a rust-colored brown, until a smiling bride by my own fireside is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry like the brown colleen that I met in the county down.
without exception, there's somewhere in the family where the music hooks, and it's a grandparent, it's an uncle, it's a mom or dad. What's your family music story, Thomas?
Well, I've got some musical roots on each side of the family, on each side of my parents' family. My father is a musician. His father was a singer, and it comes from a family of singers. So I think that's where I get a lot of the sound of my voice.
Your dad's in the audience.
Yes, he is.
Tonight. Yeah. He's over here. Nice to have you with us. Do your voices sound similar?
Yes,
when you sing? Do you feel like you learned that from him or inherited that from him?
I think both.
Yeah.
You know, I think some is inherited, and then there's a learning process. And he taught me to play guitar when I was... Well, it was actually a baritone ukulele that I started on when I was about 4 years old.
Something you could grab your little four-year-old hand around.
Yeah, fewer strings to think about. I started playing with him and listening to the bands that he was playing in at the time and developing a sound of my own. Also, there's some performance experience on my mom's side of the family. Her mother, Jean Swartz, was involved in tap dancing in the 30s. So there's some strong performance genes on that side, too.
So you, I think you do some any of dancing?
That, well, no, I don't. Sarah's the dancer.
Yeah,
she
I know
got
Sarah
that.
Does some stomping.
Yeah. You changed the verb there when it came to me. Thomas, it would be dancing, and I'm stomping. That is kind of what it looks like, isn't it?
It's just...
it's not too good.
I feel connected with the roots of my family. I feel like that my grandparents' gifts come through, and I feel connected with them and their musical talents.
One morning as I rambled down by the seashore, the wind it did whistle and the water did roar. I heard a fair damsel make a pitiful sound. It sounded so lonesome in the waters around. I never will marry or be no man's wife. I expect to shells in the ocean will be my deathbed. The fish in deep water swim over my head. She plunged her fair body in the water so deep. My love's gone and left me, the one I adore. She's gone where I never will see her no more. I never will marry or be no man's wife. Shells in the ocean will be my deathbed. The fish in deep water swim over my head.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with Sarah and Thomas on Red Barn Radio.
Any old instruments pass along through the family?
Gosh, I wish. There's an old Martin ukulele that my father has that his mother, who also played and sang music, it was her ukulele, I believe. Probably about the oldest family instrument. There's another, a fiddle too, that belonged to my father's uncle. So
I don't want to be crude or anything, but you really should get something down on paper.
I know, yeah, I need to figure that out. I remembered the fiddle too. I thought, well, yeah, there are some fiddle players and ukulele players. And
I always hate asking a question that I already know the answer to. I've talked to Jesse, and we're talking today, yeah. And he said, your grandpa.
Yeah.
Woody.
Yes.
Woody Wood.
Woody Wood.
That is just awesome.
Yeah. There's a Woody Wood Sr. and a Woody Wood Jr. Woody Wood Jr. was my dad.
Okay.
I would have been Woody Wood III, WW3, if I'd been born a man. Or a boy, whatever.
Yes, right, yeah.
Males are born.
Sure,
out,
right.
I don't know.
We got that.
and Dad wanted to name me Woodrina, so I'd have been another Woody. Yeah, it'd have been Woodrina and Thomas. No, I probably would have never been able to be a performer when it was Woodrina. But my grandfather, he had a big band, big band music.
As in big band. Yeah.
He had a big band. When I lived with my grandparents, they would meet up there once a week or every other week and have band practice. They built an addition onto the house just to have band practice in, and that was just wonderful music.
So this was your dad's parents that you were living with then at the time you were describing earlier, right when you started at Moorhead?
The end of college.
Okay, all right.
The end of college,
okay.
Yeah. Speaking of instruments, did Jesse might have mentioned a very special instrument to me that I have.
No, it's
a little guitar that my grandmother's great-grandmother used to play in church. And it's this most special, it's a little Martin New York, which I think implies that it's pre-Civil War. I love it. It's my treasure of my life. And I know you're not supposed to act like that about stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
But I just do.
But that's not
love
stuff.
It.
I mean, it's more than stuff, right, when it comes through your family that way.
Yeah, it's a treasure.
Yeah,
it's
and other family members have their hands on it. I mean, it's special. That's amazing. Is it a playable instrument?
I can't
wait to see it.
Yeah.
I wonder if I've seen it before. Have you ever? It's not the kind of thing you bring out, probably.
She's not allowed out. She stays in a secret location.
Georgia, Lord, I wish I was back in Tennessee. Way down that old Columbus stockade, my friends all turn their back on me. So go ahead and leave me if you wish to. Never let cross your mind. If in your heart you love another, leave me, little darling, I don't mind. I lay sleeping, oh, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I woke up, I was mistaken, Lord, I was still behind these bars. So go ahead and leave me if you wish to. Never let it cross your mind. In your heart, you love another. Leave me, little darling, I don't mind. I've rambled, honey, countless hours with you I've spent. Thought I had your heart forever, but I find that it's only land. So go ahead and leave me if you wish to. Never let cross your mind. In your heart, you love another. Leave me, darling, I don't mind. It's in your heart, you love another. Oh, leave me, little darling, I don't mind.
Of course, my dad, he's the one, he got into bluegrass and he played three-finger banjo and he could play by ear and he'd play piano and sing and all that kind of stuff. My mother plays guitar and plays piano and she sings, so I think it was just kind of destined. And my parents didn't live together after I was born, but I remember Mom had an old Epiphone and then, of course, Dad had that guitar at his house, the other one. I remember them both kind of teaching me. House of the Rising Sun was the first thing I ever learned on guitar.
Right.
And I would, I'd have the lesson on Mom's Epiphone, which the strings were, steel and they hurt my fingers. And then Dad had nylon strings on the Martin, and so I'd go there, and it would just be so much easier. It felt like a big toy, you know, big neck and everything else. So I had a good time doing that.
Did you start on bluegrass banjo, resonator type banjo when you came to Moorhead?
Yeah, that's
did you have bluegrass in mind?
I guess that's kind of all I knew of. You know, I loved Irish music. Ever since that scene from the Titanic, when they were dancing down there, and you know she stands on her toes and all that stuff, that was the first time I ever remember hearing Irish music, and I didn't even know what it was. I just knew that was what I loved. I loved the way it made me feel, not just because that's where all the kissings happened and everything in that movie, but
that's nice.
I inherited the banjo when I was in high school, and I didn't know any different. I just was going to play like Dad played, so drove up to Grayson to take lessons and did that, and went to Moorhead. They had this Grounds and Sounds coffee shop, and they'd have music there all the time. And when I was in college, I would, you know, just go there because I didn't know what else I was going to do. I didn't have any friends. And I'd go there, and Clack Mountain String Band would be playing. And everybody loves the Clack Mountain String Band. I mean, that's got to be the greatest band that's ever existed.
Oh, well, you know what? I learned a lot of music from two of their CDs.
Yeah.
And then they were on the program a couple of times during my first couple of years hosting this. Mm-hmm. That's powerful stuff.
Well, I heard Brett play the banjo, and I knew that's what I wanted to learn how to do, so.
Brett Ratliff was one of your teachers, and also George.
George Gibson, yeah, everybody loves George. Now, I haven't had a whole lot of sit-downs.
George
banjo
Gibson
lesson.
We're talking about.
Yeah, well, who else? What other George is there? you know, he hasn't sat me down and given me a banjo lesson, but I've listened to him a lot in recordings, and I've gotten to hang out with him, and he's just an inspiration to be around, to hear his knowledge and history and everything else. He's a wonderful person.
The steel guitar played when I met her, and it played the night I lost her. Yes, you drove her to another with your sweet Hawaiian charms. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you meant no harm, but that waltz that you were playing put her in another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying, 'cause you do know she is gone. Gone with another, and I'm all alone. So cry, steel guitar, cry on.
The steel guitar played when I met him, and it played sweet Hawaiian charms. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you meant no harm, but that waltz that you were playing drove him to another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying, 'cause you
It drove you to another with its sweet Hawaiian charms. I know you're sorry,
I know you're
but
sorry,
it's too late now,
but it's too late
and
now.
I know you meant no harm, but that waltz that they were playing put you in another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying, 'cause you do know he is gone, gone with another, and I'm all alone. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. So cry, steel guitar, cry on.
Tell us about your time in Ireland. Were you both
to
there?
Clarify both that a little bit.
Thomas has been to the People's Republic of China. Mm-hmm. I have been to Japan and Ireland. Initially, this kind of ties into what we were talking about before with college, but, you know, being a Spanish major, I thought, where would be a really beneficial place for me to study abroad? And, of course, I picked Ireland, because I just didn't care a thing about Spanish. I wanted to play music, and I love Irish music. I was going to go there. I was going to, you know, see what all this fuss is about Ireland. And I enrolled in classes, and I went for about 2 weeks until I realized that it was interfering with my music playing at night. So I had to quit going to class. Once I just set that aside, I was able to travel. I met a wonderful girl named Bernie who invited me, after the first night I met her, invited me down to her house in Cary.
Musician, going
to festivals, and we would learn songs from each other and just had the best time. So we just ran all over the place and played music and had a great time.
What was their reaction to this, your style of playing?
Their banjo style, they would do a lot more picking, and they wouldn't really play a five-string. They'd play a little four-string banjo, a little tenor, whatever it's called, tenor banjo. Uh-huh. But there were a lot of the songs, the reels, I can play right along with a reel, except for that they put like three of them together and they change keys in between. So you'd see me, they'd play them about two times a piece, so you'd see me like whip off that capo and whatever, figure out the key. Like I had to become... You know, I won't say that I'm a competent musician, but I had to get a lot better when I was over there to keep up, because it was tough.
Well, Miss Effie was her name. Through the West she won her fame. Me and Annie with a gun. Well, she drove men insane, because she'd whoop out her pistol and shoot most any guy and sing out this alibi. I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know
to thank our guests Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Before they see us out with one more tune, we'd like to also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Until we meet again, go well into the night. And we're so glad to have Sarah and Thomas with us. Can you all see us out with one more tune?
Absolutely.
All right. Sarah Wood and Thomas Albert, folks. Give them a hand.
Thank you.
print, gonna bring me a brand new pair, Lord, Lord, bring me a brand new pair.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Sarah and Thomas for being with us tonight.
We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.